Now this morning we're going to talk about the loud cry.
今天早上我们说到大呼声。
Now, as I said, you know, we've looked extensively at the early rain.
那么我说过我们已经看了早雨。
Last night we looked at the latter rain.
昨晚我们也看了晚雨。
Now, one of the purposes of the latter rain.
那么其中一个晚雨的功用。
Is to give power to the loud cry.
是给大呼声大能力。
Now the loud cry.
那么那个大呼声呢
？Is God's last warning to the world.
是上帝给予世界最后的警告。
The loud cry is not intended for Seventh-day Adventists.
大呼声呢，不是给基督复临安息日会员的。
They're the ones that are supposed to be preaching it at first.
因为呢，复临信徒应该是传讲大呼声。
Remember, there's a message for us.
你知道有一个信息是给我们的。
During the early rain,
在早雨的时候
，it's known as the straight testimony.
就叫做那直的这个证言。
It's also known as the Laodicean message.
也叫做老底下的。
The Elijah message.
也叫以利亚的信息。
So it has different names.
所以呢，同一个信息有几个名字。
Same message.
同一个信息。
Now, once the people of God reform.
那么当上帝的子民改革的时候
to those who have perfected their character,
那些已经准备好完整了他们的
they will receive the latter rain.
他们将领受晚雨
then they will take the loud cry to a dying world.
然后他们会将这个大呼声呢这个警告呢去给一个要死去的世界
We know in Revelation 18,
我们知道在启示录十八章
it's the call to come out of Babylon.
是叫他们从巴比伦出来
Now, as I said, that's one of the reasons why you know it's referring to the non-Adventists.
所以呢，我告诉你，这是指这个信息是指给那些不是信徒的。
But it's calling them to come out of Babylon.
而是叫他们从巴比伦出来。
And to join the remnant people of God.
去与上帝的余民参与在一起。
In the finishing of the work of God.
在上帝在完成上帝最后的工作。
Now, during this period.
在这个期间。
We have very, well, terrible times.
我们将会有很糟糕的事情。
The time of trouble or the little time of trouble.
一个小灾难的时期。
Now, during this period, up to the close of human probation.
在这阶段就是在人的这个恩典门关之前。
Sister White in the book Maranatha, page 199.
怀斯姆呢在主必快来原文一百九十八面
says there will be many martyrs
他说将会有很多的殉道者
that parallels with Revelation 13 verses 15 through 17
那跟启示录十三章是并行的
it also goes along with Revelation 20 and verse 4
也与启示录二十一章第四节是并行的
both of those passages refer to God's people being put to death
对不起是二十章这两个信息呢都是说到呢是使上帝的子民呢将会被杀害
now what's interesting in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4
很重要的启示录二十章第四节
it tells us exactly how some of them will die
他说他们会怎么样的去死
how many of you remember
你们多少个知道呢
they're going to be beheaded
他们将会被斩首
so it's a very trying time
所以那时候是非常试炼非常大的时候
as the Seventh-day Adventists begin to give the loud cry
当基督复临信徒开始做着大呼声的时候
because some are going to have to die
因为有一些是肯定是会被杀害的
but somebody has to take their place
但是有人呢会接起他们的工作
who will take their place
谁会接起他们的工作呢
those from Babylon who come out
就是那些从巴比伦出来的那些人
now this continues on
而这个呢会持续下去
you have the saints of GodDying,
你有上帝的圣徒死
who are being martyred,
被殉道
and others taking their place.
而有人呢会站起来领他们的位置
This continues up to the close of human probation.
这一直继续下去直到恩典之门关闭为止
But once probation closes,
当恩典之门关闭的时候呢
there will be no more martyrs.
就不会再有殉道者了
Why?
为什么呢
It serves no purpose.
因为已经没有意义了
During the Reformation,
在啊改革的时候，宗教改革的时
候，Those who died,
那些死了
，Their the blood that was spilt,
他们的血被泄出来
，was considered by historians as the seed of the gospel church,
被历史家写为是福音的种子。
So if one died,
所以一个死的时候
，others would take his place,
其他的会起来代替他的位置。
This is why the Catholic Church
这也是为什么呢？罗马天主教
began to realize
开始发现到呢
that persecution alone will not persuade the multitudes.
逼迫是不能够引起众人的心理
because the more they killed,
因为他们越炸塞路
the more people joined the Protestant Reformation.
越多人就参与这改更教的运动
That's why the Catholic Church.Devised the plan.
那就所以呢，罗马天主教就设立一个新的方案。
Through the organization known as the Jesuits.
从这个耶稣会士定义一个方案。
It's called the Counter Reformation.
就叫做呢反改革。
And they did it with the Council of Trent.
而他们在啊特拉特的这个啊会议呢所做的定义的。
And so that's when they began to change their approach.
在那时候呢，他们改变他们的方式。
So when probation closes,
所以当恩典门关闭的时候
，there'll be no more martyrs.
不会再有殉道者。
It will serve no purpose in the spreading of the gospel.
因为到那时候传扬福音是。那时候就没有用处的了。
And to those that are alive,
而对于那些还活着的
who are counted righteous,
那些义人活着的义人
they make up the 144,000.
他们就成为那144,000人。
And then they go through the seven last plagues.
然后他们经过那七灾。
Jacob's time of trouble.
经过雅各的灾难。
They have to live in the sight of God without a mediator.
他们必须要在上帝的面前站立是没有中保的。
And they are the ones
他们也就是
that Paul describes
将是保罗所形容的。
In 2 Thessalonians
在帖撒罗尼迦后书
First Thessalonians, excuse me.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
第四章
Now, you know in Revelation 7,
你知得启示录第七章吗
You have the 144,000,
那144,000
and then you have the great multitude.
然后你有那大群的会众
Now, look what it says in 1 Thessalonians 4,
请看帖撒,
starting with verse 16.
罗尼迦前书四章第十六节。
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
因为主必亲自从天降临, 有呼叫的声音,
with the voice of the archangel,
和天使长的声音,
and the trump of God,
又有上帝的号吹响,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first,
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Now let me stop here for a moment.
在这里停顿一下。
When Jesus returns,
当耶稣回来的时候
you have two groups of people,
你有这两组人
the righteous and the wicked,
义人和不义的人
but in each of those groups,
这两组人呢
you have two categories,
有两个也有两个层面
the living and the dead,
就是活着的和死了的
right?
对不对
the righteous and the wicked,
义人和恶人
But among those two groups, you have two categories.
但在这两者之间呢，又有分成两个小组。
The living,
活着的
and the dead,
和死了的。
When probation closes,
当恩典门关闭的时候
the righteous living are known as the 144,000.
活着的义人呢，就被称为144,000人。
But what about the righteous dead?
但是那些死了的人呢？死了的义人呢？
Well, they're still where?
他们还在什么？
They're still in the grave.
还在坟墓里。
What are they waiting for?
他们在等待什么呢？
The first resurrection.
等待第一次的复活。
The resurrection morning.
在那复活的早晨。
Now watch.
再看。
By the way, just as a footnote.
就是额外话题。
This does not mean, according to Revelation 14, verse 13,
这在启示录十四章呢，它就不代表
that everyone who has died will remain in their grave until the first resurrection.
说到呢，所有死去了的，一定会等到第一次复活时候才复活。
How many have ever heard of the special resurrection?
有多少个人听过特别的复活呢？
Yes, it's a special resurrection.
是的，会有一个特别的复活。
Now, you keep your fingers in 1 Thessalonians.
那你把手指放在这里，帖撒罗尼
迦书。Go to Revelation chapter 14.
十四章。
Now, as you're turning there,
再翻到那里的时候,
I'm going to outline Revelation 14 real quick.
我想要把十四章大概讲。
Verses 1 through 5,
一到五节,
the 144,000.
四万四千,
verses 6 through 12,
六章, 六节到十二节,
the three angels' messages.
三天使的信息,
verse 13,
第十三节,
is the special resurrection.
是特别的复活。
Verses 14 all the way to verse 20,
十四节到二十节,
is the second coming of Jesus.
就是耶稣的复临。
It's known as the harvest.
直到这是收割的时候。
Now that should mean something to us.
那对你来说应该你想到一些东西。
Because what does the latter rain do?
因为晚雨的工作是什么?
It prepares the grain for what?
准备稻米什么?
For harvest.
就是为了要收割。
Now, 144,000,
所以有十四万四千,
three angels' message,
三天使信息,
and the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
然后主耶稣,
that is Revelation 14.
那就是启示录十四章。
But right in between the three angels' message and the second coming is a special promise.
但是在三天使信息和耶稣复临之间呢，就有一个特别的意思。
Look at what it says.
你听他说什么。
I heard the voice from heaven saying unto me.
第十三节，我听见从天上有声音说，
right?
你要写下。
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth.
从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。
Now stop right there. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord.From henceforth,
那些在主里从这刻开始在主里死的人有福了。
Now, obviously, I'm reading from the King James version.
当然，我是在读这个，它是用。
And I don't know how it translates well in your language. The word henceforth. I'm going to explain what it means. Now, you may have already translated it appropriately, but I don't know that, so that's why I got to explain it.
所以呢，从今以后这个字眼啊
，it means from this point.Forward.
他说呢，就是从这一刻开始。
The question is from what point?
是从哪一刻呢？
In other words, it has to do with the time period.
是说到一个时间性的。
Meaning from this time forward.
就是说呢，这个时候开始。
So blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Meaning from this time up to that.
所以呢，从这个时候开始。死在主里死的人有。
Now you got to keep that verse in the context of the chapter.
那么你要把这个章节呢，在整章里面。
What's he talking about?
他在说什么
？Well, you got the 144,000.
有十四万四千。
Is that the time period he's referring to?
是这个时候他说到的。
Now
是。
Will it include some of them who are among them?
会不会有其中在当中呢
？Yes.
有是有的。
But what about?This third angel's message.
但是呢，这三天使信息。
All right.
好。
When did the three angels' message begin to be proclaimed?
三天使信息。
And I mean in the fullest extent.
几时开始被宣扬？我做到全面的宣扬，最大能力的宣扬。
When
是几时
？1844.
是一八四四年开始。
We have a time frame.
我们有一个时间表。
So blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from 1844 up to the coming of the Lord. In this particular case, obviously going to be the close of human probation.
他说呢，从今以后，就是从一八四四年之后。在主里死的人一直到、啊、世界的末了就是在恩典门关闭的时候呢那些人有福气
So what is he saying here?
他说的是什么呢
That God has bestowed a special promise
他说到呢上帝已经施加一个特别的祝福
On those who live and preach the three angels' message
给那一些呢宣扬并且活出三天使信息的人
What is he promising in that verse?
他在这一节里面答应什么呢
What's he promising?
他答应的是什么
He's promising them That they will rest in their labors and their works will follow them.
他的应许是他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Why is he saying that, that blessed are the dead that die in 1840 or from 1844 up to the close of human probation?
为什么他说从1844年开始直到直到恩典们结束死了的人有福了呢？
Because in this verse, he is telling them that he will raise them up.
因为这一节他是说他必将他们复活起来。
In a special resurrection.
在一个特别的复活。
To see the coming of the Lord.
去见到主的再来。
Now why?
为什么呢？
What is the one hope that Seventh-day Adventists have? This one, we have one consuming hope.
基督复临安息日会员有一个火热之望，那火热之望是什么？
What is it?
是什么？
Somebody, what? To what? To a... The, what else is it? That is the core essence of our hope.
对，那就是
我们, our hope is to see him come.
我们衷心的愿望，我们衷心的希望呢，就是看到主耶稣降临。
And God said, I promise you,
而上帝告诉我们，我答应你。
Because you died with the hope of seeing him come.
因为你死的时候是抱着希望看着他来。
I promise you, you will see him.
我应许你，你必看见他。
Not just at the moment of his coming.
不只是当那一刻他来的时候，
but just a little bit before,
而是一点点时间
之前， to watch the whole event transpire,
就给你看到整个过程，整个事件的发生。
So it's a special resurrection,
所以一个是特别的复活。
For those who die,
给那一些
in the faith of the three angels' messages,
在三天使信息里死的人，
from 1844,
从1844年开始，
to the close of human probation,
直到人类恩典们结束为止，
and God will raise them up,
而上帝会把他们复活起来，
to see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
去见主耶稣再次的复活。
Now, that is not the first resurrection,
那不是第一次的复活，你要记得。
At least not the one that Paul's speaking of in 1 Thessalonians,
而且不是在，不是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦。
Let's go back there.
我们回到去帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
第四章。
It says, that this is in verse 16, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
第六十六节他说死了的人必先复活，在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Alright, well, who are the dead in Christ?
而那些死在基督里死了的人是谁呢？
Who are the dead in Christ that shall rise first?
谁应该要先起来的。
Well, what about Adam?
那么想一想亚当。
What about, you know, Seth?
或许瑟特。
And Abel.
还有亚伯。
And Noah.
还有挪亚。
And David. And we can go down the list of them.
还有他们所有这样做的人。
What about them?
他们怎么办？
That's them.
这个就是说到他们的了。
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
那些在主里死了的人必须复活。
So, from the time of the Adam,
所以从亚当开始，
all the way up to the 1844,
一直到1844年，
all those who died in Christ,
那些所有在基督里死了
的人， but did not die with the special knowledge of the three angels' message,
然而并没有抱着三天使信息而死，
here they come,
现在他们就复活了。
This is the great multitude which no man can number.
这是那众人他们不能数算的众人人群。
But notice who else is there.
还有其他的人。
Verse 17.
看十七节。
Then we which are alive,
我们这些还活着存留的人。
And notice the next one. And remain,
还存留的人。
Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord.
必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Now it's interesting. You got two interesting characteristics among the living.
所以呢，
righteous living.
发现到这些义人还活着的义人有两个。
One, the clear emphasis that they're alive.
就是他们还活着。
So what does that say about this group?
这说到这一组人是怎么样的？
That they
他们。
Are born in this world,
在这世界上生了出世，
and live in this world,
在这世界上行走，
but
人生
they never taste death,
然而他们从来没有尝过死的滋味。
Never.
没有尝过死的滋味。
These are the ones that are translated without seeing death.
这些呢是被变相升天呢没有见过死亡的。
Then it says they're alive and remain.
这些还存留的。
They remain. What does it mean remain?
什么是存留的？
You mean they remain on this earth when the righteous dead are taken to heaven?
是不是说到那些义人被接上天了，他们还在地上？
So it has nothing to do with heaven.
不是。是没有与天国有关系的吗？
It's talking about something about them while they're on this earth.
它是说到他们在地上的时候存留。
They were alive on this earth, meaning they remain on this earth alive.
他们还在世界上活着，还在存着存。
Unlike the righteous dead.
不像那些已经死了的义人。
They were one time alive.
他们曾经活着。
But they did not remain on this earth alive.
不过他们没有存留在这世界上。
So again, the emphasis here.
所以这里再次它的重点呢是
that this group of people.
这一组人
go through this world.
将会经历这世界
and never taste death.
而从来没有尝过死亡的滋味。
Now who are they?
这些人是谁呢?
Who's this group he's talking about?
这组人是谁呢?
Because you have two groups of people.
因为你有两组人啊。
I mean really it's only one group.
其实是一组而已。
And it's two categories.
但是是一组里面分成。
They're all the righteous.
而他们全部都是义人。
But one is alive, the other are dead.
一个是活着的，一个是死了的。
So who are the ones he's describing that are alive?
现在形容的是谁?
They've never tasted death.
而且没有尝过死亡滋味的。
So it can't be. Now look, it cannot. They've never tasted death. Now look, that means it can't be Ellen White.
不可能是怀斯母了。
Right?
是不是?
Can't be.
不能够,
it's impossible.
不是, 不可能,
can't, it can't be Abraham.
也不能够是亚伯拉罕的。
Can't be Adam.
不可能是亚当的。
Can't be David or Noah.
不能够是大卫, 不能够是挪亚。
Right? Can't, they've experienced death.
他们已经死了, 对不对?
So who are these people?
这些人是谁?
There's only one group left. And when you look at the categories of the right, there's only one group. The 144,000. That's who he's referring to. And so, when Jesus returns, he will, as Paul describes, call forth the righteous dead. And then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with the Lord. Obviously, at that point, then commences the 1,000 years. Known as the millennium. When the 1,000 years are finished, the new city Jerusalem descends out of heaven. The saints then follow thereafter. Actually, I stepped ahead of myself. First, Jesus descends first. He plants his feet on the Mount of Olives. And the land is like a cleavage, it just spreads straight on out. Preparing the way for the new city Jerusalem. And then the saints enter into the city. Then commences the executive judgment. When God executes judgment on the wicked. But they need the privilege of knowing why they're lost. That's why they enter into the great white throne judgment. And in panoramic view, by the way, just remember, after the saints enter the city, God raises the wicked dead. But Satan takes credit for that. He told them that he did it. And then they marshal their armies around the city of Jerusalem. And then in panoramic view, God shows them their entire history of their lives from the time they were born to the time they died. Every detail is exposed. Every word, every action, every thought. Then, at that time, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and this includes Lucifer and the evil angels, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because they now know that they don't deserve heaven,
that
God is just,
上帝是公义的,
that He made the right decision.
他做了对的选择,
they acknowledge it.
他做了对的决定,
but
然而,
Satan rallies them.
撒旦呢,
we're told that they will make implements of war.
我们被告诉了他们会想做, 啊, 打战的办法。
We're told Napoleon will be there.
我们被说拿破仑会在那里。
People like Thomas Paine will be there.
托马斯, 啊, Paine,
others.
还有其他的,
corrupt, evil, wicked individuals.
坏人, 恶人,
military geniuses.
那些, 啊, 那些战争的,
will lead the armies of the world against the holy city Jerusalem. And as they begin to march towards the city Jerusalem, that's when fire comes down out of heaven and consumes the wicked in the lake of fire. Some will burn quickly.
在火湖里面,
others will burn longer. There are degrees of punishment.
在惩罚呢,
but the last one to be consumed is Lucifer. And when he is finally consumed and turned into ashes,
当路西弗终于被烧尽,被化回灰的时候,
then God,
然后上帝呢,
as the saints witness,
就好像圣徒在观看的时候,
will recreate
上帝呢, 将会重造这世界,
the earth. And we will behold the beauty of the recreation of the heavens and the earth.
我们将能够看见上帝重新创造这世界的美貌。
What a sight to behold.
多么神奇的一幕。
When God says, let there be grass,
让当上帝说, 让它有草,
and the trees, and
还有草,
the flowers,
还有花,
let there be the animals, and so forth and so on.
还有资,
we're going to watch it all happen.
我们可以,
then, of course, the declaration will be heard like Nahum 1:9. Then at that time, affliction shall not arise a second time.
然后呢, 宣告就会, 好像就业的宣告这样, 他说到, 不会再有, 啊, 击打了。
And then we, God's people, Jesus made the promise, we will inherit the earth.
然后上帝为我们做应许说你们会承受地土,
and live throughout eternity.
然后永永远远地活着。
Now friends, it's not an opinion. I really believe this.
那朋友, 这不是我的思想而已。
We're on the verge,
我真正地相信我们是在,
of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
这个关键呢, 耶稣就要来的时候了。
Heaven is so close.
天国是那么的临近。
And yet, somehow, some way,
然而呢, 某个原因,
we seem to be so far away.
我们似乎这么遥远, 离他这么遥远。
God wants us in the kingdom of heaven.
上帝要我们在天国里面。
He's longing for us to be there.
渴望我们与他在一起。
But we have a work to do.
但我们有工作要做。
Now those who receive the latter rain are sealed with the seal of God.
那么那些领受完雨, 得到上帝的盖印了,
and under the unction of the power of the latter rain,
在晚雨的推动下,
they're going to preach the loud cry.
他们将要宣告大呼声,
early writings,
在早期著作,
page 277 to 279, 原文277-279页, I saw angels hurrying to and fro in heaven.
他说我看到许多天使在天上来来往往,
descending to the earth and again ascending to heaven.
一时下到地上, 一时又升回天上,
preparing for the fulfillment of some important event.
为某一重大的事件做准备。
Now what's interesting is from the description, heaven, the angels know something's about to happen. Something's going on.
从这个灾我们看到天使知道有某样事情要发生了。
They're busy. Some are coming down to the earth. Others are going back to heaven.
他们很匆忙, 有些来到地上,
they are preparing for some great event.
他们准备某一件大事情发生。
Then I saw another mighty angel commissioned to descend to the earth.
然后我看见另一位大能的天使奉命来到地上。
And unite with the voice of the third angel.
将他的声音与第三位天使的声音联合。
And give power and force to his message.
要加强他信息的力量。
What angel is she referring to?
这天使是什么天使啊?
Revelation 18. Well, don't give them the answers. Now look, an angel accompanies the third angel to give force and power.
一个天使和第三位天使一起的。
Now, of the three angels,
在三天使里面,
one of those angels' message is going to be repeated again.
其中一个天使将要重复他的宣告。
Which one is it? The first angel?
第一个天使?
The second angel or the third?
还是第三个天使?
It's the second angel.
第二个天使, 对不对?
Where does it find its counterpart in the repeating of that message?
他要重复的时候呢, 在哪里可以找到?
In Revelation 18, the fourth angel's message.
So, 对不对?
The fourth angel comes and accompanies the third angel, giving it force and power in the finishing of the work. Great power and glory were imparted to the angel as he descended to the earth, as the earth was lightened with his glory.
有极大的能力和荣耀赐给那天使。 当他降下的时候，全地就因他的荣耀发光。
The light which attended this angel penetrated everywhere.
这，当，对啊。As
he cried mightily with a strong voice.
当这位天使大声呼喊说，Babylon
has fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every fowl and cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
巴比伦倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴。
The message of the fall of Babylon, as given by the second angel, is repeated.
那么这位天使，第二位天使将会重复他这个信息。
Now notice, with additional mention of the corruptions which have entered into the churches since 1844.
并且呢，在提到那1844年之后。
The work of this angel comes in at the right time to join the last great work of the third angel's message.
这位天使的工作正何时何地的与第三位天使的信息渐渐增强,
as it swells to a loud cry,
成为大呼声的时候,
and the people of God are thus prepared to stand in the hour of temptation,
上帝的百姓就如此得的准备好,
which they are soon to meet. I saw a great light resting upon them. And they united to fearlessly proclaim the third angel's message.
他们便团结起来,
angels were sent to aid the mighty angel from heaven.
I
heard voices seem to sound everywhere.
我便听见那似乎响切遍地的声音说,
come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins.
我的民啊, 你们要从那城出来,
and that you receive not of her plagues.
受他所遭的灾害,
for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
因他的罪恶，焉见他不义，上帝他的不义，上帝已经想起来了。
This message seemed to be in addition to the third message.
这信息似乎是附加在那第三道信息之上的。
Joining it as the midnight cry joined the second angel's message in 1844.
正像那半夜的呼声在1844年。
The glory of God rested upon the patient waiting saints.
上帝的荣耀光照耀那些忍耐等候的圣徒身上。
And they fearlessly gave the last solemn warning, proclaiming the fall of Babylon and calling upon God's people to come out of her that they might escape her fearful doom.
他们就无畏地去传出最后严谨的警告, 宣布了巴比伦的倾倒, 并呼唤上帝的百姓从巴比伦出来，以便逃脱他可怕的厄运。
She's clearly describing the loud cry.
他很清楚的解释这大呼声。
The last warning message now has gone to the world.
这最后的警报要来到世界上了。
She goes on to say.
他继续的说。
The light that was shed upon the waiting ones penetrated everywhere.
那照射在那等待的圣徒身上，光透入了各地。
Those in the churches who had any light.
结果教会中得过光照的。
Who had not heard and rejected the three angels' message.
而又没有听见过，也没有弃绝那三道天使的人。
Obeyed the call and left the churches, the fallen churches.
他们就听从了这呼声，并离开了那些堕落的教会。
So notice anyone out in the world who had any light.
所以记得那些所任何一个人，他们是。
And is living.
And is, 他们没有听过这个道理
and is living up to that light.
而且他们并活出他们所有的光
and have not rejected the three angels' message.
并没有拒绝过三天使的信息
When they hear that call,
当他们听到那呼声的时候
they're going to leave the fallen churches.
他们将会离开那堕落的
they're coming out.
堕落的教会他们会出来
He's describing harvest time.
他在解释呢收割的时候
What did I tell that little group I was sitting with this morning?
今天早上跟那小组所说的。
There's seed time,
有栽种的时候。
And then there's harvest time,
有收割的时候。
Early rain,
早雨的时候。
Seed time,
是收是啊施种的时候。
Now we'll harvest a little, no doubt.
现在我们是有收割一些。
That's not the purpose.
但那不是最重要的目的。
Mainly it's seed time.
最主要的是撒种。
Latter rain falls,
晚雨降配
brings the fruit.To full maturity,
把谷物呢都得到成熟了。
What are you going to do?
你要做什么呢
？Harvest that grain.
收割的时候。
See the souls coming in?
看见这些新生灵出来了吗
？Somebody's harvesting them.
有些人呢，他们就会收割起来。
But somebody,
但是有些人
had to plant the seed.
需要撒种。
Who cares who gets the glory, the so-called glory, you know, of winning souls?
没有人去管啊，到底谁有这荣耀去得到啊这些圣灵？没有人。
If we would focus on just doing the work together as a unit,
如果我们只专注于做上帝的工，是一起的团契的做
，and not worry about who gets all the attention,
而不担心呢是谁得到那些注目
，the work would move much more rapidly.
上帝的工作呢将会进展的比较快。
Friends, we've got to be busy sowing some seeds.
朋友，我们必须要努力去撒种。
Because we may not be alive when harvest time comes.
因为收割的时候来到的时候，我们未必会在那里啊。
The Lord, we're told by the servant of the Lord.
我们被上帝的先知告诉我们
，because of the fearful times we're going to be faced.
所以因为当时候那么危机的时候
，He said God will allow many of the elderly and the children to pass away.
上帝他说上帝会允许那些比较老、比较小的。
You know that? Did you know that? Yet God will allow it to happen.
上帝会允许他们先。
He doesn't want them to suffer through that terrible time.
他不愿意他们经过这么困苦。
And He doesn't want to lose them.
他不要失落、失去。
So He allows them to fall.So some of us, we don't know. We may not be there. We don't know.
所以我们不知道，或许我们不会在那里了。
Look, the most important thing,
最重要的是呢
，pray to God,
祷告上帝。
Whether I live,
不论我
or I die,
或者我死
，let me be there when Jesus returns.
让我在那里当耶稣来的时候。
I want to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
我要听到耶稣的话，你做得好，我忠心的仆人。
So, like I always tell people.You know when Paul talks about the race in Hebrews 12?
听到啊，保罗所说的在希伯来书十二章那个奔跑。
Listen, it doesn't matter.
不管
who finishes first.
谁结束这场的奔跑。
That's not the point of the apostle Paul.
那不是重点，那不是重点。
Who cares who finishes first?
谁管谁先到达终点呢
？The issue is
最重要的是
who finishes
谁一起的达到那终点。
Whether I'm first.
我是不是先
or last
或者是最后
just as long as I cross the line
就是我过了那条线就对了
right
对不对
that's all I care
那是我管的
people say I'm in a hurry I'm in a hurry
因为人们说我要赶紧
hey excuse me keep going
哦，继续请你
you can pass me I don't care
你可以先跑我不管了
God bless you
上帝赐福你
But just because you pass me doesn't mean you're going to make it to the end.
但是你超越我不代表你最后会得到到达终点。
Perseverance, that's why Jesus said, gotta persevere.
所以上帝耶稣说要忍耐。
You know, some people are sprint runners.
有些人呢是跑短里的。
They may beat you for the first 100 yards.
在100里里面他跑很快很快超越你。
But it's amazing how they finish last when it's a mile run.
但是呢，在100里路的时候呢，哇，他们就跑最后了。
So it's about who finishes.
所以呢，是说到呢，谁会到达终点，好不好？
Many had come to years of accountability since messages had been given.
许多已经长大成人，所以光照在他们身上。
And the light shone upon them.
所以这光要照在他们身上。
And they were privileged to choose life or death.
给他们在生命和死亡之间选择。
Some chose life and took their stand with those who were looking for the Lord and keeping His commandments.
有些人选择了生命，并和那些等候主复临、遵守他全部诫命人站在一起。
The third message was to do its work.
第三道信息必须完成他的工作。
All were to be tested upon it.
众人都要被他的试验。
And the precious ones were to be called out from the religious bodies.
而上帝视为宝贵的人要从各宗教团体中出来。
A compelling power moved upon the honest.
有一种催促的能力感动着心地诚实的人。
While the manifestation of the power of God brought fear and restraint upon the unbelieving relatives and friends.
同时上帝的能力显现使他们不信主的亲戚朋友们感到惧怕而不敢。
So they dare not, neither had they power to hinder those who felt the work of the Spirit of God upon them.
也不能阻拦那些感到有上帝的灵在他们身上工作的人。
Here's the Holy Spirit being poured out in great power.
这里是圣灵被降配下来有大能力。
Some people, when they hear the three angels' message, the loud cry,
有些人听到大呼声，听到三天使信息，
that spirit power, they obey and come out of the church.
他们顺从那圣那个催促，他们出来。
But that same Holy Spirit,
但那同样的圣灵,
on those who harden their hearts,
在那些硬着心的人,
causes them to freeze up or pause so that they can't act in preventing those from leaving the churches.
使他们害怕,使他们畏缩,不会去阻拦他们做他们的工作。
Listen to what she goes on to say.
所以她继续地说道,
the last call was carried even to the poor slaves.
这最后的呼召也传到那可怜的奴隶耳中。
Now, this always has troubled me.
这个常常使到我感到担忧。
Slavery,
奴隶,
up to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
直到耶稣的再临啊。
Slavery,
奴隶,
will exist up to the coming of Jesus.
会存留直到耶稣的再来。
And I can tell you, friends, it's a sad thing.
可以告诉你，这是非常悲哀的。
To be placed in bondage against your will.
当你反着你的心意被俘虏的时候。
But what a beautiful promise.
然而，耶稣给我们那么美的应许。
When the loud cry goes out.
当大呼声传出
的时候 Those poor people
那些可怜的人
are going to hear the gospel message
将会听到福音的信息
and they will be emancipated
他们将会被解放
Listen to what she says
听清楚她说的
She says the last call was carried to the poor slaves
她说最后的呼召传到可怜的奴隶耳中
and the pious among them poured forth their songs of rapturous joy at the prospect of their happy deliverance.
其中虔诚的人一想到他们快乐的救赎，便唱出喜乐的诗歌来。
Their masters could not check them.
他们的主人不能制止他们。
Fear and astonishment kept them silent.
惧怕和惊奇使他们哑口无言。
The slave masters can't stop them from accepting Jesus.
那些掌管奴隶的人不能够控制。
They're powerless to stop it.
他们没有能力去制止他们。
She goes on to say, mighty miracles were wrought.
她继续说，大神迹行了出来。
The sick were healed.
病人得医治。
Signs and wonders followed the believers.
有奇迹和奇事随着信徒们。
Let me tell you, My friend, let me tell you something right now. You talk about medical missionary work.
让我告诉你，你说到医药布道的工作。
Hey, it's one thing to give somebody a massage.
是一个事情，你帮给他们做。
It's another thing to raise them from the dead.
另一个使他们从死中复活又是另一回事。
People are going to be healed.
人们将会被医治。
People are going to be cured of diseases that man cannot even fathom of curing.
人们的疾病，他们并没有想到会给医治的，都可以被医治。
By the way, this is the reason, one of the main reasons Satan counterfeits the miracles.
这也是其中一个原因，为什么撒旦将会用同样的奇事发出来。
You see, the saints are actually going to perform miracles.
因为呢，圣徒将会做这些神迹出来。
And this will cause multitudes to accept Jesus.
这会使到千千万万的人接受耶稣。
Look, let's be honest.
我们坦白一点。
You see somebody who's been completely incapacitated since they were a child.
你看到一个从婴儿的时候就已经瘫痪了。
And now they're just an old man living in a wheelchair.
他们是一个老人在一个轮椅上面。
And you walk on by under the power of the latter rain.
而你拥有死亡雨的能力，你经过。
Preaching the three angels' message in a loud cry.
在传扬三天使的信息，在大传扬大呼声。
And you looked at that man.
你看到那个人。
And you know by faith that he has acknowledged that Jesus is his Savior.
你凭着信心知道他已经接受耶稣为个人救主了。
And you say, rise.
你说起来。
In the name of Jesus, be healed.
奉主耶稣的名，你被医治。
And instantly he's healed.
马上他就好了。
Now don't tell me that's not going to get people looking.
不要告诉我没有人会看。
It's going to draw attention.
将会吸引很多的注意力。
So Satan will counterfeit the miracle.
所以撒旦呢会照样的，他会用同的。
To do what?
他做什么呢
？To deceive the people.
做欺骗的工作。
Now because of that,
就因为这样呢
？That's why. Miracles are not a test for us.
奇迹呢，不是一个试验给我们。
What will be the test?
试验是什么
？What is it? It's not miracles.
什么试验？不
是
奇迹哦。奇迹是什么
？What is the test that we are the true people of God? That we are proclaiming what is right? Is it the miracles?
我们传扬对的真理。
The miracles
是靠奇迹吗
？Because Satan can counterfeit them.
因为撒旦会
说 What is the test
做出来？所以什么是真正的试验？
A thus saith the Lord.
一个耶和华如此说。
It's the Holy Bible.
是圣经。
Look, let's go on.
我们继续。
She says,
他说
God was in the work and every saint fearless of the consequences followed the convictions of his own conscience and united with those who were keeping the commandments of God.
这工作是出于上帝，所以每一个圣徒不顾一切后果，只知随从自己良心的指示，并与那些遵守上帝全部诫命的人站在一起。
And with power they sounded abroad the third message.
他们以大能将第三道信息传开。
I saw that this message will close with power and strength far exceeding the midnight cry.
我看您这信息将要以大能力结束，超远超乎半夜呼声的能力。
Servants of God endowed with power from on high with their faces lighted up.
上帝的仆人们得到从上面来的能力。
And shining with holy consecration, went forth to proclaim the message from heaven.
因现身，脸上焕发着圣洁的光辉，宣扬着从天而来的信息。
Souls that were scattered all through the religious bodies answered the call.
分散在各宗教团体之中，许多圣灵都响应这呼声。
And the pious hurried out of the doomed churches, as Lot was hurried out of Sodom before her destruction.
结果主看见珍贵的人就在逼迫的催促下脱离那厄运注定的教会，正像所罗德在索多玛被毁灭之前被催促离开一样。
She said, I heard everywhere the multitudes of voices saying, here are the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God.
到处我都听到说圣徒的忍耐就是在此，他们是守上帝的诫命和耶稣正道的。
This was the message that is being preached throughout all the world.
这信息是在全世界传扬的。
You can just imagine the chaos in society.
你可以想象到当时社会的混乱是怎么样的。
Now, finally, The Holy Spirit is unleashed in all power and glory. Nothing can stop the three angels' messages. Nothing will silence the loud cry. There will be those who try, but God will not let it happen. And the message goes everywhere. People from all the walks of life in different churches, they're coming out, joining God's remnant people. Testimony to the Church, Volume 6, page 401.
教会正源卷六401面,
she says, as the trials thicken around us, both separation and unity will be seen in our ranks.
她说当试炼在我们周围密集的时候团结与分离这两种现象就会出现。
Notice what's happening. As the trials thicken around us,
当试炼在周围密集的时候,
what's happening to the church?
教会里什么事情发生呢?
Separation,
分离,
unity,
和团结。
What's God doing?
上帝在做什么事情呢?
He's shaking the church.
他在使教会摇动。
Why is he doing it?
为什么他这样做?
Because he knows not everybody is converted.
因为他知道不是每一个,
he knows that the wheat and the tares are growing together.
都是重生的人, 他知道呢, 麦和稗子一起的生长。
And what did Jesus say we were to do with the tares?
而耶稣告诉我们, 那稗子要怎么办?
Pluck them up?
把他们扒出来吗?
No.
不是。
She said, wait till what?
他说等,
what time? At the harvest.
在收割的时候,
harvest time is latter rain.
收割的时候就是晚雨的时候,
but listen, 但是听着, when trials thicken around us,
当试炼在我们周围,
I'll guarantee you,
我保证你,
the tares aren't sticking around.
那些稗子不会留下的了,
not going to happen.
不可能会留下的,
here's what I say to people.
这是我告诉人的,
you got to realize, God's people are going to be forfeiting their lives.
你要看着上帝的子民要把他们自己生命牺牲。
I mean, people are going to be dying for Jesus.
人们为耶稣而死。
I say to people,
我告诉人,
if today,
如果今天,
you are unwilling to give up worldly dress,
你不愿意放弃你世俗的服装,
or worldly fashions,
你的潮流,
how do you expect to give up your life when the time of trouble comes?
在灾难来到的时候能够放弃你的生命呢?
You can't even give up a pair of shoes.
你连一双鞋子都放弃不了。
You follow what I'm saying?
明白我说的吗?
Listen, I got people that say, oh, like the wedding ring or maybe the earrings or
那耳环啊,还是戒指啊?
Look, I've done evangelism all over this world.
我在全世界做了布道。
So this isn't a white, you know, Anglo-Saxon thing.
这个是一个异教,一个英国的,
in all cultures,
在差不多所有的,
how do we expect to forfeit our life?
我们怎么可能希望把自己的生命交付?
You know, lay it on the altar for God.
把它放在祭坛上喂给上帝。
You can't even lay on the altar a little piece of gold.
你连一片小金都不可以放在那里。
You think you're going to give up your life?
你以为你会把生命献上?
You're not giving up your life. I mean, we can use any analogy.
And
diet.
说要食物,
some, they want to drink their soda pops or, you know, Coca-Cola, whatever.
什么汽水啊,
right?
咖啡水.
How do you expect to give up your life? You can't even give up a Pepsi.
你怎样能够希望能够放弃你生命呢? 连一罐汽水都放不开,
right? You can't even give up something to drink.
一个喝的东西, 饮品都放不开.
And you think you're going to give up your life?
你认为你可以放下你的生命吗?
You know, we, again, you could use any analogy.
再次的你可以用任何的方式来说。
Well, she goes on.
她继续地说道。
She said, some who are now ready to take up weapons of warfare will in times of peril make it manifest that they have not built upon the solid rock.
有些现在准备要拿起兵器的人,当真正危机临到时候,却明显自己
they will yield to temptation.
他们会屈从试探。
Now, this is a really interesting statement.
这是非常,
those who are willing to take up weapons of warfare,
那些愿意拿起兵器的,
when the time of trouble comes,
当危机来的时候,
they will not make it.
他们不会站立的。
Why?
为什么呢?
What are they doing?
他们在做什么呢?
That is going to bring them down.
将会使他们倒。
What are they relying on?
他们依靠什么?
The arm of flesh.
人的臂膀。
Look, friends.
朋友们。
I don't care if a person has a pistol or a rifle. I really, it doesn't bother me.
我不管一个人有枪还是有来佛士枪，我不。
But I got news for you.
但是我有话告诉你。
When the time of trouble comes.
当灾难来到的时候。
I don't care if you have a tank.
我不管你有大炮车。
You're not stopping that trouble from coming.
你不会使到这个灾难临。
And it's not going to save you.
而那不会拯救你。
Our strength is not in guns and pistols and rifles and swords.
我们的武器并不是刀枪剑。
Our strength is in Jesus Christ alone.
我们的力量乃是在耶稣基督身上。
Why do you think God told David not to build with chariots and horses?
为什么上帝叫大卫不要建立他的能力在兵马上面呢？
Why did he tell him?
为什么他这样告诉他？
Because that's what the heathen nations trusted in.
因为是那些是周围国家所依赖的。
Military strength and power.
武力。
But what did the psalmist say?
但是诗篇说什么呢？
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills.
我要向山举目。
From whence cometh my help?
我的帮助从哪里来呢？
And what did he answer?
答案是什么?
My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从造天地海的耶和华来。
Some people think that the mountains are going to save them.
人们认为那山会拯救
他。The mountains aren't going to save you.
山哪里会拯救你?
David was saying, he said, you got so much faith in the mountains?
大卫说你有那么大能力靠那山吗?
You think they're going to save you?
你认为那山会保护你吗?
Well, wouldn't it be better?
会不会更加好?
To put your faith in the one who made the mountain?
把你的信心放在那创造山的人吗?
If the mountain is so great,
如果那山仔是那么
强大, how much greater is the one who made it?
那创造山的何比他更加伟大呢?
Man is so foolish.
人是那么的愚蠢。
We're trusting in the arm of flesh.
我们依赖的是血肉的。
We gotta learn to break that.
我们需要学习把它丢弃。
We gotta learn to trust in Jesus implicitly.
我们要学习完完全全的信靠耶稣。
He is our hope.
他是我们的希望。
He is our strength.
他是我们的力量。
He is the only one we can trust.
他是我们唯一能够信赖的。
Why would we trust anyone else?
为什么我们要信赖其他的东西呢?
Pistols and guns, I'm telling, please,
刀枪,
don't trust in these kinds of things.
不要相信信赖这样子的东西。
But there will be those, according to Sister White.
但是怀瑟姆说,
they will, they'll trust in the arm of flesh.
他们会信赖血肉的臂膀。
But when the test comes,
当试验来到,
they will yield to the temptation.
他们会屈从试探,
and they will be lost.
而他们将会失落。
Listen, friends.
朋友听清楚。
We've got to trust the Lord.
我们需要信赖。
And now, while the early rain is falling,
在早雨来的时候,
what are we to be learning?
我们要学什么呢?
To humbly walk with our God.
要谦卑的与主同行。
And to trust Him.
要信赖他。
So that when the time of trouble comes,
像灾难来的时候,
we will trust him completely.
我们会完完全全信靠他。
How many want to say with me?
多少个今天与我说,
Lord, give me the faith and the strength to trust you implicitly.
主啊,帮助我们完完全全的信靠你。
How many want that? God bless you.
愿上帝赐
福。Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, once again, we thank you for the privilege.
我们的天父再次的感谢你给我们这
That we can come together to worship.
使我们能够一起的崇拜。
Help us to learn the valuable lesson of trusting in you and you alone as our salvation.
帮助我们学习信靠你为我们的拯救。
Help us, dear Lord, to remember that you will take care of us during the time of trouble.
祈求你帮助我们纪念你必帮助我们在患难的时候。
Now bless us and keep us.
求主您保守赐福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.